I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Muslim countries are in an uproar after an Iraqi refugee in Sweden burned a Quran in front of a mosque on Eid al-Adha. Muslims consider it blasphemy. Now, Sweden could make protests burning the Quran illegal. Denise Godwin with International Media Ministry says,
I find it sad because people are looking away when other kinds of religions are disrespected. There's the increase in anti-Semitism. There is definitely an upsurge in anti-Christianity. And so it's fascinating that disrespecting a document or a book can become an international incident when in other cases it's swept under the rug by the media or by the community.
Pray that Christ's compassion would diffuse anger. And substance abuse takes a toll on South Africa's next generation. Drug addictions among young people rival the global average. The Lighthouse's Brandon Bauer says,
they're having an alcohol and a drug problem like no other over in Africa. The missionaries say it's easier to be high than hungry because hungry hurts.
Gospel workers in South Africa turn to the Lighthouse for help. The Lighthouse takes a biblical approach to addiction recovery. One group already had a program in place, but leaders needed help to keep it going.
One of our contacts in South Africa asked us to help them fund a brick-making machine so that way they can sell the bricks and make money to support their own program.
The Lighthouse is raising $5,000 to help kickstart this tent-making initiative. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.